This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The World Health Organization says it will publish strategic advice Tuesday with six criteria for countries considering lifting control measures for the coronavirus. But it goes on to warn that only a vaccine will fully stop the spread of the disease. Since emerging in China last year, COVID-19 has killed more than 114,000 people worldwide, infected more than 1.8 million, and forced more than half the planet's population to stay at home. New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo declared Monday that the worst is over in his state, even as New York coronavirus deaths surpass 10,000. But he quickly cautioned this does not mean it is time to ease up on restrictions, including social distancing, and he warned against reckless behavior. The state's hospitalization figures and the numbers of patients requiring intubation to breathe are down. New cases of COVID-19 are slowing, but they still average about 11,000 each day. New York State has reported 195,000 confirmed coronavirus cases to date. That's more than either Spain or Italy. The real numbers are likely much higher, as people experiencing mild or moderate symptoms are encouraged to remain home and often are not tested. The state death toll crossed a new threshold on Monday, reaching 10,056. That's nearly half of all U.S. coronavirus fatalities. Despite this mixed news, Cuomo said he is in discussion with other regional governors about how they will reopen their state economies and start getting non-essential workers back to their jobs and students back to school. He said any reopening plan would include a gradual redeployment of non-essential workers combined with more diagnostic and antibody testing. You can find more on this and other stories on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump said Monday he would soon decide whether to reopen the United States to commerce on May the 1st, as health experts voiced optimism that the worst of the coronavirus pandemic in the country may soon be over. U.S. President Donald Trump said Monday he would decide whether to reopen the United States, despite the fact that 42 of the nation's 50 state governors have made their own orders for residents to stay at home in order to slow the spread of the virus. The president suggested Monday that he, not the governors, would decide when those orders would be lifted. In a tweet, Trump said it is the decision of the president. He said he's working on the decision with the nation's governors, but stressed that he would be the one to decide. U.S. envoy to Afghanistan Zalmay Khalilzad has welcomed a prisoner exchange between the militants and the Afghan government as an important step toward peace. Both sides should accelerate efforts to meet targets specified in the U.S.-Taliban agreement as soon as possible, Khalilzad said on Twitter on April 13th. He added that the exchange was more important than ever, with prison populations threatened by an outbreak of coronavirus. According to the International Committee of the Red Cross, the Taliban on April 12th released 20 Afghan prisoners in the southern province of Kandahar. That move came after the Afghan government released 100 Taliban prisoners, bringing to 300 the total number of Taliban inmates freed since April 8th. A pact signed by the United States and the Taliban in the Qatari capital Doha on February 29th calls for the Afghan government to release 5,000 Taliban fighters as a confidence-building measure ahead of formal peace talks aimed at ending the 18-year conflict in Afghanistan. A sailor assigned to the USS Theodore Roosevelt aircraft carrier on Monday became the first active-duty military service member to die from the new coronavirus. 2 weeks ago, the carrier's commanding officer, Captain Brett Crozier, wrote a letter of concern to his superiors after an outbreak of coronavirus aboard the carrier. After the letter was leaked to the public, Crozier was fired by Acting Secretary of the Navy Thomas Modley. Heavily criticized for his actions, Modley stepped down last week. As of Monday, 585 of the ship's nearly 5,000 sailors had tested positive for the virus. Turkey's president ordered a fresh lockdown on Monday, warning the move would be imposed as long as necessary to stop the spread of the coronavirus. The order goes into effect next weekend. Last Friday, Turkey imposed a similar restriction, but only gave 2 hours' notice. That led to hundreds of thousands of people rushing out for last-minute provisions. And more than 11,000 people have died in hospitals across the United Kingdom after testing positive for the new coronavirus. That's according to the British Health Ministry. This is VOA News.